There was no wind. The snow was unpersuaded by gravity, floating down in wide, silent arcs. This was the fifth time he was summoned back to work after midnight. Divorce had reverted his time to the pace of adolescence and werewolves, a free-for-all, day for night, except on Sundays. On Sundays, his daughter would magic him back into a dog, like a character from her storybooks. Today was not Sunday. The Treasury headquarters was in the woods, above the neighborhood where, in the 80s, the bank housed its employees. Somebody was cooking. A pressure pot whistled faintly above the sound spectrum of nocturnal animals. The Mint kept only three full-time employees now, the illustrator, a press machinist, and a guard to watch the complex. The others waited on an ambiguous furlough. The absent moon and electricity even imposed sanctions on this city. Lighting itself, the snow guided the illustrator safely up the hill. The watch beeped twice. 2 a.m. This was not what the illustrator had had in mind 20 years ago. He imagined sleepless joys in a studio somewhere abroad, surrounded by music, courage, and beauty. But he never found his people. When his energy ran out, it was all he could do to await its return. Either he was unlucky or lacked stamina. Perhaps it was both. In a sense, his own ability to render trapped him. It was his only talent. So easy. Commission upon commission, portraits, churches, lobbies, murals, and finally the job at the Mint. There he transposed the works of other artists into currency everybody touched. His mother, when asked, could always say what he did. He draws money. Concerning money, his artist friends had only complaints. This night, the Treasury head called to report the tumbling value of the currency, another 2,000%. She needed him immediately. This is why he slept in full dress. She reported that the press machinist was already there, preparing everything to squeeze three extra zeros onto the end of each of five new bills. The new run would supersede the last, which endured but 8 days of hyperinflation. Stricken, she compulsively repeated the word oof. Her deep voice lingered on the F's as long as the lips would allow. Oof. Can you do it? Tonight? He sat up. Yes, I'm on my way. One of his shoes was still on his foot. The other peeped from under the bed. He reached forward and dragged the phone off the side table. Still there? I'm coming. How many zeros total? Nine. Oof. She sighed. Nine on the highest bill. Can I index them? No. Impossible. If we print 1 billion, whose face do we put on the front? That's 10 numbers. There is no space. Put the old Tesla on. Another breath. He's thinner than the young Tesla. We did the old Tesla in July. We can't repeat the drawing this soon if we want the bill to trade. Oof. We did scientists in the last run. Pupin's birthday was in October. Did we do the poets? Last year. Presidents? Last year. Liberators? Last month. Oof. She paused again. Painters? Done. Playwrights? Before the war. Actors? We already discussed this. We can't do actors. Too close to politicians. Nobody will believe it's money. Women scientists? Do we have any of those? Nope. How about that woman who dressed as a man and fought in the big war to save her brother? Do you remember her name? She got the French Legion of Honor. No. No picture. Listen, it's your call. We need 3 more zeros and 100,000 of each bill printed tonight. Okay? They need to ship out before the press conference. When is that? In 6 hours. I have to announce why vouchers for flour and gasoline no longer work. I'll be eaten alive. I have to shower. My girl is still in the hospital. I tried all my connections, but they still operated without anesthetics. No general anesthetics for civilians. Oof. Your call. Whatever you decide, just do it. Make it up. It really doesn't matter. The current run won't survive the week. Your call. She coughed. Okay, I have to go. I will try you later at the Mint. I am on my way. Talk to you soon. He put on the other shoe and then the jacket. The jacket felt like a weight. He has not eaten anything that moves the body in 2 days. For the last month, all he had were ration goods. Flour, condensed milk, oil, sugar, and salt. Most people only had rations. Ration recipes proliferated. The possibilities were endless. For soup, water, flour, and salt. Crepes, condensed milk, flour, and water. Biscuits, flour, sugar, water, and oil. For pudding, condensed milk, burnt sugar, salt, and water. Soap, old perfume, oil, wood ash, water. The illustrator's daughter was 11. Last Sunday, she rendered chocolate from burnt flour and condensed milk, wrapped in sugar, the color of bile and shoe glue. She wasted all the sugar on that. He didn't have the will to deny her. Her visits were a special occasion for protracted hunger. Starving is a haze. Clear ghost, clear thought, but nothing moves the body. The slowness of late night persists at all times. Floating awake, something behind the eyes, but not light. The light waits somewhere. Lethargy. Less talking. Zero libido. Zero imagination. The jacket does not warm. It just imposes its weight. Maybe walking to the Mint was too much. He heard everything now. Snow striking tin window sills, puddle ice crackling, very distant gunfire. At night, you get new ears, and hunger increases their range. Above the employee entrance, a moth flirted with the lamp. Raising his arm to the window, he waved to the guard to let him in. The production floor was dark with a long row of Heidelbergs, followed by two desks. The machinist stuck her head out, then got up, her head a sprawling orange plume with a cigarette sticking out. The rest of her was taken up by a multi-story down pink coat. She walked down the line of printers and nodded. We have about 15 minutes of generator light. Then we have to ask for more. The image archive is locked. That's fine. I can't use anything from there anyhow. She told me to make it up.
Make it up?
Mm-hmm. The illustrator set down his wallet and keys, then himself. He propped his head on his hands and closed his eyes. Who to do? He was great at copying images and drawing from life. He needed something to look at. Could he draw himself? Then everyone would know who he is. No. Settled, he tried to imagine. Something. Anything. The brain stalled. He was dizzy. On opening his eyes, he saw his wallet first. He reached for it, pulling out receipts, cash, and a photograph of his daughter. She was smiling at him. That day he cut her hair above the shoulder and gave her a plastic hairpin with a ladybug. Sunday was far off. He began drawing her. Her face was perhaps the only thing he could draw accurately from memory. After he was done, he prepared the drawing and layout for the machinist. Seeing the face, the machinist's lips spread into a smile. A chuckle followed, and her cigarette fell. She cursed and fit the plate. She placed the seal, the governor's signature, the image of the Mint on the back. We need you to draw 9 new narrower zeros, and numbers 1, 2, and 5. She lit another cigarette, took a drag, and continued, and 5 more faces. As she blew the smoke out, it lingered in her hair. Her whole head was smoking. He started with the faces. He drew his daughter as a boy, as a young woman, as a young man, as an old man, and as an old woman. Usually, new currency series had titles. When hyperinflation hit 2 million%, they stopped naming them. He titled this series The Family. It's what the war takes first. The work proceeded at speed. By dawn, he was down to the zeros and numbers. The machinist took the drawings, scanned them, and fitted the numbers next to the family faces. She printed the test bills in nice pastels, using gradients to preserve ink. The machinist pressed start. The printers slowly coordinated their voices into a steady hum. His day was done. Later, he dined at the statistician's house. He tried not to go there very often. Sharing food strained friendships. They ate green onions. She held the onions like pencils, dipped them in salt, and took a bite. She had night lights. Her folks made candles from beeswax and brought them from the farm with the food. They drank 2 liters of water. Before he left, he took the picture from his wallet and held it next to the 20 billion note. The faces were identical. Placing her hand on his shoulder, the statistician said, "Neither buys you anything."